Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Stuart Rosenthal joins us, and the clocks have stopped here in the studio to give him time to talk, because when Stuart talks, everybody listens. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. What a nice introduction, I think.
It was almost like the Twilight Zone.
Yes. All the mirrors broke in the restroom.
Hey, the Beacon Newspaper is your free newspaper all around the D.C. area, 1,500 locations. It's the newspaper for you, and you got some travel. You've got some other stuff to talk about.
Right. We have a nice travel section this time. We have a story about Carlsbad Caverns.
Oh,
I don't know about you. I have never been myself.
Okay.
My grandmother used to go all the time and rave about it. Have you been?
I've never been. I've always
Well, we're going to have to go together because this sounds phenomenal.
I might get lost, though. Okay.
Do you remember the movie? This is before our time, of course, but I did see it as a kid. The Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yes.
1959 with Pat Boone.
Oh, yeah.
It was filmed in Carlsbad Caverns.
Oh.
I didn't know that until this article.
Oh, how cool. Yeah. Okay. That's huge.
Huge. Oh, my God. It's almost 50,000 acres. It's 120 caves. The Carlsbad Cavern is one of 120 caves in this place. And I love what Will Rogers used to call it. He called it the Grand Canyon with a roof on it.
What?
and it's really a good reason for that, because I didn't realize that it was formed as a fossil reef laid down by an inland sea 250 to 280 million years ago.
Oh.
So that's why it looks so much like, you know, underwater, I guess, in all these crazy shapes of things that the water has formed.
Huh.
And it still, of course, is water dripping through it even today. It says it takes between 17 and 34 years for a drop of water to go from the top of the cavern to the bottom.
You know, I learned something interesting about Capon Springs, West Virginia. One of my favorite visits is out to Capon Springs, and they have this fresh water that comes out of the ground. And they were telling me this crazy statistic that the water that's coming out of the ground has been traveling for like 30 years.
Wow.
That it apparently does take a tremendous period of time for the water to travel through.
And that's why it's so pure, probably. It's been filtered all that time.
That's it.
The rock. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, there are lots of tours you can take at Carlsbad. There are 8 different tours. And she describes one of them, which is amazing. You take a walk about a mile and a quarter, and in that mile and a quarter down, which he says feels to be a pretty level, you know, just slight decline of a walk, except for a few steep places, you're going down 80 stories.
Really?
Yes, going down 800 feet. And at the bottom, one of the things you see is something called, it's an 8.2 acre room, 25 stories tall. It's the largest underground space that's been discovered so far, but they still know there are things to be discovered down there.
Huh.
So it's really some shocking statistics, and it sounds beautiful, and she describes all the wild things, which they've given cute names to, the witch's finger, the lion's tail, the icebergs, the draperies, you know, all these things.
Now, is it age appropriate for everybody? Do you
know? Well, what they say is you do need to be aware of the effort involved, that you should wear sturdy footwear. Some of the walks can be strenuous, but others are not.
Mm-hmm.
The Carlsbad Cavern itself, the one of the 120, is the only one that has paved roads and ways and handrails and lights and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the safest one for the average person. And there are elevators which will take you down to the bottom, so you don't have to go 80 stories on foot. So yes, and it's cool down there. It's 56 degrees Fahrenheit year round. So those are things to keep in mind. But otherwise, there are also caves that are meant for really tough professional or semi-professional amateur, I guess, spelunkers.
Yes.
And they're sometimes guided by park rangers too. So there's something for everybody there, it sounds like.